Hey everybody, Mark here with a quick disclaimer. Later on in the podcast, you'll hear us talking about the deadline for the George Lindsay Film Festival. We say that the deadline is December 2nd, but it is actually December 1st. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to episode 4 of the Soda Pop Podcast. I'm Mark.
My name is Lainey.
Today we have a film and digital media program student.
Cinematic arts now, so.
Oh, see,
just getting official here.
Cinematic arts, okay. David Montgomery. Okay, so before we start, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I grew up in a town, or little community called Cloverdale, Alabama. It's just 17 minutes north of here. Went to high school at Central. High school, which another about 20 minutes, you know, the west. And, you know, I honestly didn't start out in film. I got introduced to it. Well, started out with photography. Then it was, you know, outdoor television. I got my certification in outdoor television. And then I felt like it wasn't enough, you know. And my stepmother, she's a professor, Stephanie Montgomery, in the communications. And when I was thinking about going back to school in 2015, she said, why don't you check out? At the time, it was film and digital media. Now it's cinematic arts. So it was fantastic, you know, just getting in. And now it's like I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but it's grown so much, you know, and it's like where I have the confidence to tell the story. You know, that's what we really focus on, is telling the story and how to tell it well, you know. So, Professor JP and Professor Mike do a great job of teaching those skills. So,
that actually kind of leads us into our first question.
So for our first question, we have what changes have you seen in the film and digital media program, now cinematic arts, throughout your years at UNA?
So, you know, when I first got there, it didn't seem as professional as it is now. And I'm not discrediting anyone that has put hard work and time into the program. They were the foundation of which now the JP, Professor JP, Jason Pangolian, I may have said that wrong. I called him, I'm like, man, I need the phonetics of to understand your name. So literally I tried to, but anyway, you know, they built the foundation for Professor JP, you know, to expand and to bring it where it is today. And, you know, We're now like we have award-winning students. Like one of them, prestigious film festival called Nicholas Fellowship. His name is Brian Heschotter, and he was a quarterfinalist in the screenplay festival. You know, so and the program is now like we're working on a connection to Atlanta, where we haven't had a link to the film industry there. Because of JP and Mike having worked in Los Angeles, we have some connections there. You know, like right now we have a fellow alumni who is working in Hollywood. So, an internship, one of my fellow students is wanting to do an internship next summer there. So there's a lot of possibilities that are coming down the pipe with it. But all I can say is like better stories, you know, better people are gaining confidence to be able to tell those stories. So,
okay. Well, here on our podcast, we like to kind of talk about how each program can kind of be incorporated into the other programs. So how do you think that the film and cinematic arts program can be incorporated into the programs around the school?
Well, it's something that, and I'm not trying to brag or boast about myself. You know, I feel like I'm just trying to do my part before I graduate in May. And so I've been meeting with different people trying to see how we can get these connections between theater and different programs, because there's so much that is film uses. There's so many people like coming together to create the film. You know, you've got music, you've got production design, you've got the actors, you've got, you know, costume design. You know, so Dr. Brown said it best when I met with him, that film is a link that connects all the art programs, you know, and because film uses everybody. And, you know, there's a reason why credits are 13 minutes long, you know.
I think it's kind of crazy that the programs aren't already working together, considering that each of them is already so closely connected within the film industry.
You know, that's the thing. I was thinking about that, you know, that very thing. I don't think we really know what we have with cinematic arts yet as a university and as a community. But I was talking to, her name was, forgive me, I'm trying to remember her name, Cynthia Burkhead, Dr. Burkhead, and she says that some of the best films that's come through George Lindsay are some of the student films. Mm-hmm. And so we've got something great, but I still feel like it's not infancy anymore, but we're starting to grow and expand more now with this program. So,
yeah, and I love that you mentioned George Lindsay Film Festival, because like that's such a big thing here in Florence. And so we were wondering, like, just to tell us a little bit about that and how it came about.
Oh my gosh. George Lindsay is so much fun. Like, it's a blast just to experience it. I mean, I'd recommend anyone come. Just, and it's open to the community and for free to come, too. And that's the big plus. So George Lindsay Film Festival came about when the actor himself, and he's an alumni, of course, of UNA, came to, if I'm not mistaken, it was Bobby Burt. I did some research myself. And Bill Jarnigan, and said he wanted to present something for the community to just educate them, my understanding. So they got together and created this festival. 22 years it'll be in March. And it's the oldest, one of the oldest, I'm not sure it's about the oldest, in Alabama, film festival in Alabama. So every year we have films that come from all over the world. This year already, the deadline is, you know, I know I'm kind of getting ahead, but the deadline is December 2nd. And, you know, so we're a few days out from that. And we've already got over 100 films. And this, you know, Professor Mike Johnson, he's the head programmer. And we've already got over 100 films. We've been previewing films since September, 1st of September. And there's been some really great shorts and a really few good features that we've watched already. And so that's one great element you get. I've met people from Poland last year. I got to chaperone a few of them from the airport to here. And actor Aaron Schust, I think is his name, last name. And he was in Book of Eli, and a few other films that I can't draw on a blank, but he was great. I mean, I really enjoyed talking to the people, the different filmmakers like himself, and just the experience you gain just from them, you know, and they gave me the confidence to take it to the next step, where, you know, you sometimes as an artist, you doubt your work, you doubt your whatever you're creating, and he's like, man, you've got this. You've just seen what you know you seem like you know what you're talking about, but you just got to believe it. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like every one of those people was telling me, you know. So it's just a great experience for anyone just to go, mm-hmm. but it's also a great experience to connect and make connections and networking for film students, any filmmakers in Alabama, to just, it's just a great time. It's just so much fun. I love it.
Yeah, and y'all have, like, amazing panels, too. Yes. Like, I know that there was, like, Q&As, like, last year and stuff like that. You could talk to people, and it was really cool. It was interesting to see how many people come down here.
I mean, and the thing is we get you get kind of different panels, you know, with the directors and actors. And I think that we had screenwriters sometimes, you know, on the panels. So it's just a neat experience.
Yeah, so for those of you who are looking to submit a film to the festival, remember, December 2nd, as he said. Do you have anything that you would like to say to those people who maybe think that they're not good enough to submit a film to this festival?
Ooh, so that's the toughest thing, is for me myself, is believing in my work. Mm-hmm. Believe it. You got to believe it. You put that hard time into it. It goes from just a single thought to this, morphs into this whole creation, whatever it is. And you've put all this time and effort. Believe it. It's worth showing, you know. And there's people out there that want to see it. And so just submit. I encourage you to submit it. And, you know, no matter what, if anyone has ever told you, don't believe it. You listen and you believe in your own self and your own work, you know. And if they do give you advice, learn from that. So, we've got several projects that we've done this year that these students should submit. And I know there are several senior films from past that haven't been submitted, I don't think, yet. There's some. Like last year, there was a great... there's a lot of great films that came through with our senior thesis films, but there's still some out there that are just kind of floating around. It's like, come on, let's submit them. And that's the big push in our program right now with JP, Professor JP and Mike, is just to submit and let the people know who we are as a film program.
I know that's like the hardest thing being a musician that I go through is judging my own work before I even... let somebody else judge it. That's hard because once
you're the world's worst.
you can't really go off of your own opinion when it comes to that type of thing, because you're always going to think that you can do better. Meanwhile, if you don't put it out there, you can't even get any advice on how you can improve it. So you're just going to constantly, you know, make the same mistakes there's not really any room to progress if you don't put it out there and get the, you know, judgment back.
Agreed. And you've got to. I mean, you just got to. If this is what you want to do the rest of your life, no matter what art form it is, you've got to do it, you know.
It's like the same as, like, practicing an instrument or, you know, practicing when you're acting. It's
theater,
like,
yeah.
You have to try and then, you know, learn from your mistakes.
Agreed. I don't know where we're going to go here from here. You got any more questions?
I don't really have any more questions to you.
No, I don't think I have any more.
I kind of wanted to, I don't know if this is just something, is talk about senior films since we're here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if that'd be a good topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about, I'm not trying to add to your program. This is just some ideas, like auditions, because we're still needing, even though we may find a few through this open audition that we just had. We've got one more night of it. I want to get out in the community, you know, and find some people out here, you know, for my main character, Mark, which is a father of two adult children. So, you know, I think that was the main two points I wanted to say. It was just the senior films, so.
And for those that do want to audition, it's a lot of fun, you know. You get to, you know, do sides, and then you always have, like, great direction, and they're very specific of, like, what they want you to do, so it's not like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing in this moment. Like, they give you, like, hey, this is what we want to see. And so it's a lot easier to build off of that and to go off of that. So as an actor, like, that's the best thing ever is when you find out, like, exactly what they want from you. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of freedom to, you know, just, you know, do your thing and to connect with the other person that you're auditioning with. And plus, it was, like, a lot of fun to meet you, all of you guys, and see y'all's, like, visual pitches, because that was crazy. It was awesome. And it's just, it's an amazing time. And you get to also talk to other actors and other people that are auditioning as well. So that gives you connections with them. And so you like, that's really important, especially if you are interested in, like, the arts in general. Like, even coming by and saying hey to people, because you'll get that connection with everyone else that's involved in it.
It was so funny when you came in into the audition room. You're like, hey, you're David, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be on the podcast tomorrow, right? And it's like, yeah, I'm going to be in there interviewing you. It's like, okay, all right. I was, because it's so serious, the interview or the audition room. And it's, in a way, it's meant to be at first, because we want to make sure we don't want to distract you from your character. What you've created in yourself about the character. Mm-hmm. So I want you to stay in character. And, you know, once you got through that first reading, which y'all did great, it's so much fun to see what you can do, you know. And like, One Direction was, it was so funny. It was just seems so weird and obnoxious, you know, maybe. But what it did, it created an actual scene. It was the best scene that we saw out of those two actors, you know. So we use a lot of what ifs, you know, yeah, scenarios. But we've actually got a few auditions. I feel like we're going to have another audition, and we really want to try to invite the community to it, because there's a lot of great talent. You know, I saw a friend last night. He's I think he's up and coming actor, and apparently he did really well in one of the shows that was featured at Schultz Theater. They're previewing a film that's going to be later tonight, you know. So it's like, there's great talent in our community, mm-hmm, that needs to be seen, you know, and have the chance to work with our film program at UNA, mm-hmm, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think it's also, like, a great way to get, you know, experience. If you're, mm-hmm, looking to make a career out of it, you know, come help out our film students while at the same time, you know, bettering yourself for your career.
Yeah.
That's the thing I love about film. Like, we get close. I mean, I'm not talking about in a bad way, but we get close. Whereas it's such a tight-knit family. And I've heard theaters a lot in the same way. You spend so much time together collaborating and building this story and film, you know, that you become a family. Mm-hmm. And this year we were sitting at the auditions last night, you know, sitting at the table, and I looked at there was like four other seniors there last night, you know, and I said, I'm gonna miss this, guys. And we were like, some of the girls are like, don't make me start crying, you know. And I said, I'm gonna cry on graduation, so it's okay, you know, because I'll man up for that. But it was great, and I think we've got a lot of great stories. One that I love the concept, and the different voice it has cinematically. So I don't want to go into any details and spoil anything, but I think there's a lot of great things that are coming. We've got my story, which is a prodigal son story, and you know, it's a beautiful tale about hope, and I think in a way restoration for a family. You know, you don't get the full satisfaction maybe that in the end that you want this one big Hallmark picture, because I'm not a big Hallmark guy, because I.
Me neither. You know, yeah.
I'm already tired of Christmas movies, and because Hallmark seems to be on all the time. Like, mm-hmm, there's better films out there, babe. Come on, I tell my wife, there's better films out there. So, but There's that story. There's what's another good one? There's like this interrogation scene. You know, it's pretty neat. There's one that's kind of more. I don't know if it's. I would say New Age. There's actual a genre or something. But it's kind of geared to social media and stuff. So like catfishing, you know, she means it in a good way, but it turns out, you know, so. But like I said, we've got a lot of talented seniors that I think I can't wait. I would love to come back if you don't mind inviting me back talk about those things and maybe we bring some more in. But these seniors are all, I'm just excited. I'm excited to work on these films. I'm DPing for one, which is director of photography. Gaffer, which is your head of lights, and so it's just going to be a lot of fun, plus directing my own. So
all right, so for those of you who are, you know, aspiring actors either at UNA or even like around the, you know, the Shoals area, when the film program has these auditions, make sure you come out. Because they can really use your help and it'll help you out.
Yeah, and it'll keep you well-rounded and always, sure. You know, it'll help you with your resumes and your stuff like that because you'll have different projects that you've been working on. So it always helps you look better as an actor as well, that you get to do theater and film as well. So.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have for today. So thank you, David, for being part of this.
Man, I really appreciate y'all letting me come and be a part of this.
So yeah, we'll definitely invite you back awesome. Later on.
Yeah.
Yes, because I feel like there's so much good stories that's going to come. I'm telling you, sets, when we get to our practicums and we start getting on set, there's a lot of great stories and funny moments that come. So I have to bring some photos and stuff.
It's going to be great, but... Hopefully you guys have listened to our other podcasts. Mm-hmm. They're up on Podbean and on iTunes as well. And we're also releasing the videos of our podcasts on the UNA School of the Arts YouTube page. Mm-hmm. So feel free to subscribe to them and watch us. And I guess we'll see you guys next time. Oh, one more thing. If you have ideas on any episodes that you would like to see, you can... let us know on any of our social medias, or you can email us at unasodapop@gmail.com, and we'll definitely consider them. But anyways,
thank you so much.
See you guys next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green, hosted by Dr. Terrence Brown. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.